Hello, so this is a little bit of a treat and gift to my spirited audience on YouTube. So this is a personal scan. I mean, it's a group scan dedicated to the fire creation spirited beings who will be tuning and listening to this audio YouTube recording from all times, all spaces. So it's going to be, of course, more general than a personal scan, but there might be some parts that resonate with you, with what you are dealing with currently. The Quantum app is going to read the fields of all these spirited beings, and on each video that anyone publishes on any platform, there are of course a lot of numbers that are not from fire creation beings. So this scan is really specifically dedicated to the real individuals, the real players in the game. No matter if you are dark, if you are playing with darkness, with light, no matter what are your colors, the important is really to celebrate the fact that you are real here in the game. So here we go. If you are fire creation, if you know you're spirited and you're listening to this, it is for you. So it's interesting what's going on with the aura of this collective reading, because there are a lot of psychic abilities. There are also a lot of healing abilities and good communication going on in its brightest expression. And there is also quite a bit of programming, kind of non-programming. One of the most important aspects right now to navigate this realm will be the mind aspects and also mastering the emotions. Of course, this inverted system is always hijacking us by and through triggering different states, emotional states. So there is a lot of loathing, a lot of loneliness, pride, and we know that this pride can be used and is being used. It's a great tool that the dark faction or any player kind of working on in the engineering here is gonna use this ego. You have ego triggers, you are being pushed to be reactive, you know, to feel it's unfair, to you know when you're being pushed to really, when you shut down, you just want to cut off, like you can feel where the programming is being triggered and how it is. So there is a little bit of that. There is sadness, there is worry. Of course, we are dealing with a lot of engineered narratives that can trigger that, and a lot of handlers and backdrops are great at triggering that worry. Also paying attention to who is around you. Handlers can trigger different brain waves, can alter, influence your decisions very subtly by pushing you. You have different influences coming your way, and your road and your path is being designed for you, and you feel you're being fooled to believe that you are making the decisions, but it's not you. You're just reacting from many different influences. So there are a lot of unknown fears, fears of the unknown, a lot of rumination, and a lot of apathy going on. I'm also gonna send balancing frequencies to the field of any spirited beings listening to this recording. And then your field will decide what to do with these aspects. Now, on a more physical level, there is a general pituitary gland weakness. I mean, the pituitary, it's in the brain area. All the glands that are in the head are surrounded by acidity generally. there is a lot of mucus in this area, so it's not very surprising. There is some food sensitivities. Dear listeners, it would be great for you to quit chocolate if you're still consuming any, even dark, that is supposed to be healthy. No, it's not good for us. It's very acidic, it's burning your stomach. You would feel it if you had transitioned yourself and stayed away from it and alkalinized your diet, then you feel that it's really burning the walls of your stomach. Also, egg, cheese, dairy, gluten, salt, and you can replace salt with lemon pepper. Salt is dehydrating, and it is crystallized and it is leaving. These crystals are very hard to break down for the body and to detoxify actually. We find liver stress showing that anger is being playing a role, hormonal stress as well, immune and brain. If you can move more, moving is great for the lymph, that's what it is. Our sleep is very important as well. We're often sleep deprived and it is maybe underestimated the effect it has on us, our mental state, and us trying to find a balance with our mental health. If you can eat more high fibrous veggies and of course fruits and vegetables are great and on the alkaline side. Now there is a great deal of anxiety, right? For that, looking at the sun setting, right? In some hemisphere, like in some parts of this game realm map, you can look at the, you know, the late sun kind of setting in the middle of your day right now for some of us, right? Also walking in the woods with a beloved pet or on your own if you don't have a pet. I find it's how you can play on your programming. That's how I do it sometimes because I know how beneficial the woods are for me and also for my dogs. So I like multitasking. So when I go to the woods, it's actually a way for me to multitask because it's great for me, it's great for them. It's a bonding moment between each other, a connection moment. It's great for our health, our physical health. We move and our mental health, obviously, as well. So you can work with artichokes, curry spice, pine pollen powder is great for hormonal kind of balancing. If you eat any chickpeas, I suggest to germinate your chickpeas before you cook them. You're gonna see they cook much faster and it's not exactly the same structure. They are much more easily digestible by your body because chickpeas are not that easy to. Actually, that's generally the parasites in us that digest the chickpeas. So germinating them and then cooking them is really great and a higher frequency food than not doing it. And if you eat any walnuts, it's great to soak them. You can soak them, then dehydrate them as well. They would be activated. Mushroom, asparagus, nori sheets to do nori sheet roll. Sweet potato are a great alkaline food during the winter. Kind of give sustenance in that density, but with still a structure that is easy for the body to break down. Black olives, maitake, coconut sugar is a good replacement, and even better is date sugar. But coconut sugar is already great, much better than maple syrup and honey as well. And turmeric powder also is kind of coming up, so this is a great anti-inflammatory food. Also saying no, so it's a boundary, saying no, because every single day you're gonna have subtle attempts to cross your boundaries, even boundaries sometimes you were not even aware they were there before they were crossed. That's the point. of this game as well, and all the mind control going on. So saying no multiple times a day is great, actually great sign of a mental health. I have a video on negative attention, and there is a lot of negative attention going on. Trust in your discernment, trust in what your gut is telling you. You know it's not a right path for you to go. So that's when no is very useful. We're gonna bring some frequencies that are currently missing from the field of all of us reunited, which are timelessness, sanctity, very interesting, the frequency of being, of mastery, communion, peace, virtue. Spending time with animals is beneficial for us, but of course it's only gonna be that beneficial when it's with real spirited animals where you get a fulfillment. And even if they are spirited, it's not said that you will get that fulfillment, depending on their choices. Eating more organic food as well. See, it's never about all or nothing, but just all the time, what's the next step I can take? Where can I upgrade? Where can I up-level? There is a lot of script programming going on around us that needs dissolving. Our boundaries are being extremely violated constantly by handlers or people under mind control. There is distortion caused by ego and pride. There is a lot of denial going on. There is a lot of falling for stories of heroism and martyrdom. There is a lot of sexual misery programming going on as well. There is also confusion and muddiness in perceptions and a lot of manipulation through our own perceptions. So there is a lot of going along with the programming. There is a lot of fight programming. There is a lot of cognitive dissonance going on. And breach in your integrities. It's important for you to do your thing. To maybe let go of that belief that forgiveness is deserved or not deserved. Just anchoring this knowing that others care about you. I mean, only the fire creation beings can really care and love. And we have allies here incarnated in this realm. And we have allies also outside of this realm as well, with whom we can communicate, exchange, and have a connection and type of relationship with. As you know, any of a relationship can trigger programming, willingly, unwillingly, knowingly, unknowingly. So it's always great to check for these influences and to reevaluate and to recalibrate. If you have crystal like me, and this is interesting, but they might be needing a little clear and clean, being cleaned. Generally, it's hard for your kidneys and your lymph systems to process the amount of acidic residue that is reaching you, your body, every day. So making the next effort and remembering cellular detoxification is a long-term commitment and process, kind of a dedication as well. And I'd be holding a year, mentorship, health, supervision, guidance, starting January 2023, where I will specifically coach a small group of high-frequency individuals in their slow transition towards the next higher frequency step that is good for them, and how to liberate and free up time
and energy through your day. That's been one of the big ways for me where I've been able to become way more productive here in the game. And I'm not sure I'd be here where I am today without these teaching principles that have been teaching me so much and that keep on teaching me every day. And that's why I am committed to keep on sharing them, because I think through mastering these 3D aspects, it really helps us to anchor some of the higher visions that we have and that we want to create and anchor while we are here. Some of you, maybe the majority of you listening to me, might be choosing a darker path, whether you know it or not. Some of you will be dark matter fire creation. This is the denomination that Kimberly McGeorge taught in her classes. So she taught about fire creation beings, dark matter fire creation, shattered. So sometimes you hear me use this vocabulary that has become so one with me since the classes have happened. So this is where this denomination comes from, and I really relate with that denomination. I think it explains very well much of the complexity that we are dealing with here. There is a huge need for trauma release. Of course, trauma is influencing us. One of the best tools I have found is the audio recordings from Olya. She has created different Yoga Nidra deep relaxation audio tracks, about 50 minutes to 1 hour. She has different tracks, but all you need is really one. Now, it's great if you want to work with other tracks as well, but if you work with one recording, you will find a link on my website, or you can message her as well to know more about that. And I've been working with these recordings, especially my favorite recording. It is great to calm the body, calm the anxiety, release PTSD, and you can do that from your home. You don't even need to see a practitioner, so that's really a wonderful tool for emancipation that she has been creating with her time and her vision. And I see the extreme healing value in that, the empowerment that comes with that, because we can practice at home. My favorite moments are in the morning, before getting up, and in the evening before sleeping. It helps with clarity. It helps to resist stress. It helps to change the order you do things. So breaking down your programming, having new ideas, having more focus, and so on. Of course, all the backdrops around us, or the empty beings, are very vulnerable to be used negatively against us at any moment. Recognizing all the traps this system is planning, engineering around you every day before they settle it down. Also, releasing the deceptive layers from the new cage is very important for all of you who will be hearing me. Releasing this belief that you will go insane if you remember. There are lots of false memory about your nighttime activity. A lot of memories are not your own. They've been implanted, they've been digitalized. There are lots of false memories about your daytime reality, and we need to be calling for breakthrough, and also the need to be learning new things as it goes every day. Something that is hard here because of everything going on and that keeps on coming up for either healers or darker beings is the difficulty to take responsibility for our own shadows. Some of you who will be listening to this recording don't really care about collaborating to a higher frequency timeline. You are busy playing your game in a way that feels in alignment with the roles you have been choosing to play here. So many of you as well have trouble recognizing the frequency signature of thought injections. And there are a lot of interferences with, the simulation, the backdrops, or due to mind control. There is a lot of monarch programming being triggered. There are conscious and deliberate triggers being sent your way. And a lot of these triggers are also A lot of triggers sent your way every day are targeting your self-esteem and are meant to push you into programming. There are lots of beta sex kitten triggers everywhere, especially online, but also in your daytime reality. There are a lot of survival fear triggers being pushed into our consciousness. And many of you who have found your way to me are aware of many of the different layers of the control narratives, but it doesn't mean that you are not falling for some of the second layers, maybe not the mainstream one, but a lot in the field of what you would call controlled opposition. Basically, it is channels led by the cabal, so controlled by quite dark forces, dark factions, all of that. And yes, they have some knowledge, they have some knowing, some memory, but it doesn't bring true healing. A lot of you are super soldier as well, so you are accumulating trauma from these kind of secret space programs, and it is needed to be working on superseding your egos consciously. So, you know, when your ego is being triggered, you're feeling pushed, you have to say no, you have to close the door, you have to block a person, you have to never to talk to them again, you have to feel a certain way. When you realize your ego is being triggered, you can really laugh about it and bring humor and see in which direction it's trying to push you and not go there. There are a lot of heavy metal influences. Castor oil packs keeps on coming back, so I will mention it, though it's a pain to do it. Truly, I don't do it very often. I think the only time I do it is when I do long fast, where I have time to deal with the sticky aspect of doing a castor oil pack. But if you have done it before, then do it. It will support as well your kidneys and your organ. There are different mind control structures that are active right now. You need to dismantle, identify them, and work through them to get yourself out of these program states. A lot of you are currently experiencing survival issues. We know that they're narratives. So we know very well, if you remember, because it's not that far away, in 2020, how the narratives were designed to make you feel like time pressure, like you have to, like, you know, anxious state, adrenal harvest states. And then the current narrative is exactly pushing the same kind of way of feeling. You can just walk away from these narratives, closing the entry points, how they are getting to you in your life, or working on doing so. And you will keep on realizing that when you do so, you are just okay. And you can have peace of mind. And you cannot feel like you have to worry all the time, which of course interfere with your creations. It's important to keep on setting boundaries with others who are spreading fear-based mindsets, who are triggering your anxiety, who are using you as a garbage bin. To feel better, not to have to feel their anxiety. Who are cornering you in your programming, who are taking you off stage with your time and energy because you don't want to hurt them, because you want to be kind to them. You can say no to that. You can cut the energy straight. You don't have to be a garbage bin for others dumping their dark things in your energetic field. This is abuse. And this is not love to be encouraging these kinds of behavior. This is not. Also getting sharper at avoiding getting pulled into drama. We know that there is a lot of that going on here. Also questioning deeper and deeper anything that is going on in your reality, in your daytime reality. There is always more that is hiding under the surface. There is a lot of Omega programming, handler programming meant to create and propagate destruction and sabotage. It's important to keep on resisting the very best distractions that the program are coming up with every single day to practice and be better at boundary setting. And to resist connecting emotionally to different programs and narratives. Just stay away from dairy products. They are very mucus forming. Clearing your addiction to fats. Fats are anti-inflammatory. That is why we can crave for them. But they are also lymph blocking. So they don't help you to regenerate. They block healing. Some of us are allergic to different kinds of fats. Also, most of us don't tolerate eggplant quite well. Nuts are not like a great type of food. Avoid fish, avoid wine, avoid too much avocado, and avoid sauerkraut. It's not really a healthy food. Know that you can transform anything into a healing experience if you decide for it to be. If you decide that's your intention behind it. Releasing this belief that you have to worry constantly, that is triggered by handlers around you, whether they're spirited, not spirited, a lot of backdrops. It just brings you back to that 3D mindset. Also, there has been a lot of that, of course, with the holiday season and the heavy programming around the holiday season, where it's easier to be signing a lot more contracts because of the pressure of loved ones, friends, or covert handlers around us. Inner trust is needed, self-trust, and decisiveness as well as you are progressing on your path. You can work with oranges, kiwi, orange food, ijiki seaweed, nettle powder, melon juice is great, it's super hydrating. Pumpkin seeds, you can reactivate them as well by soaking them in water. It makes them more easily digested. Of course, there is a great deal of wounding, of not having felt like you were seen and heard. So there is this need to be seen and heard at any cost, right? This is the wound of non-recognition leading our life. And if we don't pay attention, it can really derail us in the choices we are making. There is time that is an energy that are invested in provocateurs and beings who are generating strong reactions and debates on the scene, any field. And generally, you go much faster when you work without major handlers around you, though they will. I mean, it's designed this way to make you feel like you need them, like you cannot do it without it or them, like you don't have the energy, you cannot find the inner resource or the outer resource, but you can, if you are spirited, if you are real. There are many triggers from handlers that need to be cleared out of the field. And handlers are interfering, of course, with the direction you or me, we want to be taking our vision. There is a lot of family courting. Of course, it's the holiday season. It's been kind of reinforced. If you've been caught in any layers of this big holiday programming this year, you can work on making the next step. Doesn't have to be just a little progress every year to disentangle and dismantle and not being part and seeing what comes in your reality when you're not part of these programs that are decided for you. And if you, you know, there, a lot of people are following, you know, it's designed this way and it's told someone else, an external authority is saying that this is the day to do that, to celebrate, to reunite, to do things in that order, right? So what happens when we get ourselves free from that? What are we busy with? Then it often has to do with doing our inner work. And doing our inner work is going to be different for you or for me, because we don't live in the same realities and with whatever around us and our responsibilities, and how we are making the next steps is going to look very different because we are also different and unique as well. There is an extreme degree of harvesting as well in the workplaces with beings you work with clients. And many fire creation beings are actually being used, accessed and highly used against other spirited beings to slow them down, to distract, to derail them, to influence their decision, to discourage them to be at the at this place at this time, to discourage them to take a good decision for them, to be part of this or that, or to invest in a new technology or things like that. And if you spend time with others, you know, and it is repeated, right? It is, you notice the projection, it is repeated and repeated, then you know it's a being maybe you need to be taking distance with, because the influences on your life are not positive. There is a lot of programming being streamed, there are a lot of influences. You can actually hear the different voices and pick up the signatures of different halters. Sometimes halters are disguised under a humorous tone, but if you dig deeper, you can see that it's not that that funny what's happening. Actually, that's not humoristic at all, but it tries to disguise, right? So, you know, so you accept it in your field. Something important for us to remember all, if you have animals, if you are interested in the animal field, is to recognize the red flags before committing to adopt a new animal. That is a great lesson, really. And even with fire creation animals, you know, you have many different calibers of animal. There is a lot of devoting time to animals that are not real. And believe me, I understand. I did for years, keeping an AI cat that I was not really enjoying even. And it took me a long time to break. I think with the animals, it's even more complicated with all the preconception and beliefs around the animal kingdom as well. But spirited animals are really smarter than the regular AI animals. They have a presence, they have a feel, though the field is not equal. Some have a strong field, some have a weak field. And do animals are encouraging us to be the best, to give the best of ourselves? Are animals triggering punishment programming? That is a programming that is triggered by animals or children when they cross boundaries, but it's very interesting to notice and gain mastery over that kind of programming, because it's very reactive, very ingrained. inside. A lot of us are tortured by AI animals. It's been my case. I'm still tortured by AI access through spirited animals, which is still pretty difficult to be dealing with. So it's great to acknowledge the torture. And with AI animals, I mean, there is nothing. So it's not even a real being. So we are being tortured for nothing. And most of the animals around us, are they making any progress with their deep fear of suffering? It doesn't seem so right now, but it could change, of course. A lot of you are overgiving, are giving because you feel guilty, are giving because you're, so it derails you. You're giving things and resources that are, that you, if you were clear, you would keep them for you, you would use them, but because you feel a low frequency state like guilt, shame, you want to feel better about yourself, so you give, or you give because you expect something in return, like appreciation or things like that. So giving in the wrong places. And also sometimes not being upfront with how you want your needs met and what kind of communication you practice with others. Are you being cleared and straightforward? There is some bitterness to clean. Burning incense is beneficial because it connects to the higher plane. It's just the smell. I love burning frankincense incense because it's a great spiritual protector. And when it appeared on the app, actually, it was appearing repetitively for weeks for me. So I would advise it for the next months, kind of as a ritual, if you feel like it's appropriate and in alignment with you. There are a lot of highly corrupting relationships that are based on beta sex kitten programming that needs to be cleared and identified. Of course, there are lots of celebrities with a strong sexual nature that are triggering our beta sex kitten programming. There is a lot of fantasy being triggered. There is a lot of beta sex kitten running in the background, so it's not totally overt, it's more covert, but it's still there and in need of integration. And there are lots of handlers or beings who are using this kind of love bite spider web programming to get you hooked into them. There are also influences programmed by the pornography industry that needs to be cleared from the field. So recognizing the frequency signature of dark engineering is very important. There is a lot of gaslighting going on from the different engineered narratives on the public, mainstream, and even alternative scenes. And by engineered narratives, I mean also the cabal narratives are also engineered narratives, fear, low-frequency narratives. There are a lot of life-changing decisions that are being made due to engineered relationships. So they are, of course, used to modify your timelines currently. So something to pay attention to. There are lots of fake synchronicities adjusted by the matrix. That's where you reconnect with people from the past, or, you know, you meet that person at that place. But if you trace back the programming, you know how you got there at this moment, and you can kind of retrace it and pick up the signature of that. It's a hard one to keep on delayering, but the signature of victimhood programming within us is also an important theme to be working on. Keep working on. Of course, you know, the more you resist, the more you're compressed and repressed, and the more there are attempts at least to do so. And I think discernment helps a lot. Because only with allies you can really build some things that are really nice and feel, you know, elevating, loving, caring, just feels nice, warm. And it seems important to keep on taking distance with beings who are working for the Cabal forces knowingly. There is a lot of need for alter integration, so many different fragments partially expressing right now, like hundreds of them. This is a lot of alters. They are not under control. They are leading you to the Black Sun faction, so these are dark groups, engineering your life, creating misery, creating pain, suffering. We're gonna also anchor this belief, this affirmation, there is more than enough time. Especially if you say no to negative attention, if you say no to handlers, of course you're gonna liberate a lot of time, you're gonna feel more in mastery about time. There is a bit of healing coming, a bit of that loving abilities, but I'm gonna send the balancing frequencies and see how the field is doing. So all of this is also, of course, valid for me because I will be tuning in, I will be listening to this recording. It's good to talk to myself sometime, to go back to my own recording. I think every fire creation being needs to be spending time with their own frequency signature, kind of bathe in it and know more about it and what is their signature and what is not. It helps to differentiate, and of course there is a rise in that frequency signature. If you deprogram and do your work in rising in frequency, you can see and trace the progress, the voice change, the appearance change, like the just a lot is changing. It had been a while that I wanted to do this recording as a gift for my spirited YouTube listener, and thank you for tuning in. I truly hope this supports you. It also gives you an idea of what kind of work is possible with quantum technologies and our personal abilities to encode different frequencies and then to work on identifying if they are in the field or not. And I code this recording a certain way where even if you tune to it much later at a different time, it doesn't need to be when it's going to be released, but for it to be valid as well and to have this kind of layered coding in it where whatever time you'll be tuning to it, if you're real, there is something there for you in the hope it inspires you in your, you know, in making your daytime life a higher frequency reality, a more enjoyable one, a more pleasant one for yourself, for you to radiate yourself and the frequencies that you can really anchor here. There is a lot of work for us to put in and keep on putting in. And it's so interesting because the mind aspect, so the emotion, keeps on coming back and back and back. So I think, of course, I know that I've observed it in my own life how, you know, a lot is being done to push us in these emotional states and to engineer our lives from there. So I think this is one of the main, most important message that has been kind of showing up and up and up again. So there has been movement and also might be, some of you might be also holding to some of the energies. Anyway, I will be placing some of the aura in the video and looking forward for all that is to be built ahead moving forward. It's an exciting time to be here incarnated, projected, or experiencing the many different layers of this very interesting game.